After 5 years since its closure, the Queen's Pub has officially reopened. Located at the heart of campus in the newly renovated JDUC, on the corner of University and Union, Queen's Pub has undergone a complete transformation, re-emerging not just as a student bar, but as a full-fledged restaurant. First opened in 1969 as the Quiet Pub, the Queen's Pub is student-run, with the AMS, the Central Undergraduate Society at Queen's, managing the location along with the Underground, a nightclub on campus. Both locations were forced to close in 2020 due to COVID-19. Grayson Martin, head manager of the pub, and Avery Papalides, assistant manager of marketing and events, spoke with CFRC leading up to the opening on Tuesday, June 3rd.
We want it to be a space where everyone can relax and have fun and really unwind from the day.
I know a lot of people kind of want to compare us to Clark or the Grad Club, but what I like about Queen's Pub personally is like it's an space where anyone is welcome at Clark and whatever, but those are really tailored towards engineer students or grad club for grad students, where Queen's Pub, we're really right in the center of campus. Anyone is welcome. If you're a student, we don't have any like tailored demographics. Really anyone can join, have a good time, have some laughs with their friends.
One of the biggest changes is the more food-focused angle. Student-run fryers and microwave meals have been replaced with a modern kitchen, professional chefs, and a curated menu.
Well, so 5 years ago, the kitchen was all students. And so that really put a damper on kind of the quality of food and the consistency in the pub. And it caused the pub to not lose a lot of success and lose a lot of revenue. And also students didn't want to work in the kitchen. When you work at a student-run pub, the last place you want to be is making food or in the kitchen. So we hired a head chef, a professional cook, who made this amazing menu, still highlighting some old favorites from the pub, but bringing in all these beautiful new dishes and training his own staff of outside permanent staff hires and really increase the quality. And then also you'll see when you come in here, this doesn't look like a dingy student bar anymore. This looks like a professional place. It's really well done. It's this beautiful wood everywhere. And the only thing that's missing is a bit more character, which is what the next few years are going to do, right? We're going to open up and have more people come in and add that culture and traditions and bring it to life.
The kitchen was a microwave, one fryer. Now we have a really fancy kitchen that's huge and state of the art from what our head chef tells us. We have a really comprehensive and unique menu with a lot of things that, from my opinion, what would allure me to come here is I can't cook this stuff at home. It's definitely going to be exciting to be able to try out the menu.
Another change that has caught attention, no more nightclub. While AMS Pub Services are bringing back Queen's Pub with a different landscape in terms of policy and student interest, it was decided that the Underground will not be making a return.
One of the biggest learnings from the AMS in the 2010s was that students don't actually want to go to a student-run nightclub. and I remember going through some old journal articles and you kind of see just a progressive decline in revenue and profit. And so I think eventually they realized that. And when JDUC was being renovated, they were trying to decide what to keep. How should we redo the pub? And I'm sure they considered maybe we should bring back the Underground, but I think that was shot down by looking at how successful it was in its last few years of operations. Because times have changed, students have changed, and policies have changed a lot. So it's you have to be careful with opening a spot on campus that's affiliated with a school that serves alcohol, right? There's a lot of liabilities and a lot of policies you have to adhere to. So how we present ourselves and the way we serve has to be in a responsible manner. And so the design of Queen's Pub now is kind of built around that and making sure it's safe and the school is accepting of us running as a business.
It's definitely more of a casual environment. I feel like not everyone, especially when you're busy during school, wants to get dressed up and go out and have a huge ordeal of a night. Obviously, you walk downtown and you have plenty of options to go do that. But at the pub, like Grayson was saying, we're really focused around food first. Drinks are kind of the accompanying fun little aspect to it.
it's an evolution of kind of student run bars learning. You know, as back in the 70s and 80s, it was very loose with the rules, right? There was a lot of freedom with drinking, but then things go wrong and more rules and policies get put into place. And so those are things we have to adhere to and we have to follow. And Clark abides by the same rules because they're also on campus. And so opening up on campus as a new spot, we have to really think about the future as well, as how are these going to change, or are there going to be more rules? And so a very safe way and a good way of operating is to focus on the food first.
While the landscape can be challenging, with the summer ahead to prepare for an influx of students in the fall, the Queen's Pub is optimistic about its new beginning.
What we're so excited about is this is the first year of operations. You know, we're so I'm so excited to be able to come back here in 5 years and see how much has changed and see how they've improved, and also really set the foundation for this place in making this culture and making these new traditions, and really making this a spot for students on campus and working with everyone to make this a place that everyone wants to go to. The one thing we've been saying to our team and to everyone is we really want to walk before we can run, right? This summer is set in place to be kind of a testing period and for us to learn as much as possible. So that way, when we get a huge flux of students come in August and September, we're ready to take that on. So those are kind of our near goals now. And then come the school year, we want to start doing some events. We want to start seeing how we've operated and what we can afford to do. And if you can bring in special people, special events, maybe some music, and really become and integrate ourselves in this Queens community and the going out community around here.
We're really in this for the students. Being affiliated with the AMS and being an AMS service, the AMS isn't a profit-driven service. We really just want to break even. Our goal for the summer is really to just see what works, see what doesn't, get our core staff trained before we triple the amount of staff that we hire for the school year. We really just want to set a good foundation in stone before we have, 20, 30,000 students come in and all of a sudden we're the face of campus right on the corner of University and Union. We're definitely, we're excited to expand in the fall, but yeah, like we keep saying, I laughed because it's kind of an ongoing motto is we're walking before we can run. We're very excited.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.